And just like that, it's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the 2017 SHOT Show in the Sands Convention Center. We're in the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, my guest is the one and only Doug Koenig. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Always great.
We've been plugging along, and I've been talking to all sorts of people about all sorts of different things, including the new products within the Smith & Wesson family. Ideally, I think the M&P M2.0. Your impressions there. You got to shoot it.
Well, I love it. I mean, it's one of the first thing that I do when I grab a hold of is the grip. That's the texture grip, the aggressiveness of it really jumps out at me. And that's, you know, as a competitive shooter, that's what you're looking for. You know, really good grip on the gun. And, of course, the trigger is the next best thing for me. You know, I want a nice, clean, crisp, consistent trigger pull with a good reset. And it has that. And so far, you know, I've tried a bunch of different loads out of it. The accuracy is phenomenal. So I'm real excited to start hammering it in competition.
We had some time to spend with them as well, and I've gotten one and taking it to the range. And it's interesting to me that Smith & Wesson really pays attention to what people are doing in the aftermarket with their guns. Mm-hmm. So they looked at a lot of the things that aftermarket companies were doing for M&P owners and went ahead and incorporated that into the new gun. And I think it's just a win all the way across the board.
Absolutely. You know, and they've, you know, talked to us. That's why they have the shooters.
Right. Input and from pro shooters. Exactly.
Exactly right. You know, we're trying to tell them, hey, this is what we're finding, or this is what we like. This is what the trend is in the sport. And, you know,
and
we're
they
knocking
do.
It out.
They react.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic.
It is. It's exciting.
On the competition front, 2017, a big year for you.
It is. Yeah. This will be, I think, my 30th year, 27th as a pro. I'm going to be shooting a lot of the same stuff as far as handgun, but this year I'm really looking hard at shooting Camp Perry, the pistol and the rifle, because mm-hmm. now we're allowed to shoot optics there.
I have a feeling Carl has something to do with that.
So it does. Yeah. And I'm going to actually shoot some PRS this year.
You're going to enjoy that. I'm hooked on that big time.
Yeah, I've seen the shows that you've done on that, and it's I got a little taste of it at the NRA World Shooting Championship.
You bet.
And so I really want to attack that. It looks like a ton of fun. And I'm a precision guy, you know. It's not all about the speed for me. So being able to, you know, shoot long-range targets and be precise, reading conditions, I'm excited to try that sport.
Well, you're the first man at Bianchi Cup to shoot double clean scores to claim the Bianchi Cup again in 2016 in their new format. I hope that we're going back to defend that.
Absolutely. I'll be there to defend it. You know, that was an exciting new twist last year. You know, all the years I've shot the Cup, you know, it's always pretty much been the same course of fire, the same stages, the same everything, you know, starting Wednesday through and the shoot-off Saturday. And when they threw that in there to shoot the whole match again, the top 16 and open, you know, it's stressful. Don't get me wrong. It's tough.
But oh, yeah.
It definitely added a whole nother dimension to my preparation, my mental preparation, and how I'm going to attack the match.
It was a neat test for shooters. It was fun to watch for us. And it was a test for me to balance all of my cameras and cameramen to make sure we were where we needed to be to see the action come together.
Absolutely.
So we'll be there with a better plan of attack for another show on Shooting USA, of course.
Great.
Looking forward to that one. But it's not just competitions you'll be participating in. You're going to be running a competition, and you did so last year.
Yeah, this will be my second year as match director, owner of the Sportsman's Team Challenge.
Right.
And this year we'll be celebrating our 30th anniversary of the STC. We'll be back in Grand Island, Hornady's mm-hmm. home range, mm-hmm. Third weekend in July. And I'm really excited. I'm really trying to push the industry class. I've talked to Bone Collector and some of the hunting guys. I want to try
sure.
to drag them in and just give them a taste of something different of our world instead of just their world, and I think it'll be a nice mix. And, you know, the thing I love about Sportsman's Team Challenge is it's a family-oriented match, and it's basic guns. You know, you don't have to spend a ton of money, you know, to compete in that match. Everybody's got a shotgun, a 22 rifle, 22 pistol, and centerfire handgun. And, you know, we're really going to put emphasis also on the two-man part of it. Instead of it being this kind of a sideline class, we're going to have, you know, national championship and have prize money.
Sure.
Just like we do for the three-person team.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Yeah.
Now, let's double-check that. That's the third week of July.
Yeah.
That's important. Everybody make a note of that because that's different from last year.
That was in June last
yeah.
year.
We
tried to get away really probably more for my schedule because of having last year I had Bianchi. A week later I had Hornady's
right.
zombie match.
Right.
And then my match was the following week. So
and that's
it was
just 3 weeks straight. It's too much. Yeah.
I, you know, it was a nightmare. I couldn't focus on things that I wanted to get done at STC and be ready for the Nationals. So I gave myself an extra buffer. And I think, you know, it's kind of in the middle of some other things going on. And hopefully I can drag out a bunch of the old-timers and get some newbies and come out and have a blast.
I think you're onto something, circling around to the other maybe entities or the other celebrities within the hunting space especially,
right?
Because those guys are personalities and they bring a different audience to this event. It would be it'd be an interesting
right.
thing to see
and
how it all goes.
And a lot of those guys, like T-Bone, you know,
sure.
he used to be, you know, competitive
archery. Yeah, 3D archery, yeah.
So
sure.
These guys all have some of that in their blood
right.
and, you know, different avenues. So, you know, I'm trying to stir the pot a little bit and, you know, bring out and have a good time.
Sounds like fun. I love it. Anything else on the front? How's the hunting?
The hunting season was good. I actually didn't harvest too much myself. Bradley shot a nice buck in Illinois with a muzzleloader this year. And we've been doing, the boys and I, had a lot of bird hunting the last 5-6 weeks. And they tend to drift towards that a little bit more than the big game because they don't have to worry about getting up early,
sure.
which is huge for my boys. They don't have to worry about being quiet,
right.
which is also a big plus for my boys.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's more of a social atmosphere, and we have a blast taking the dog out, and it's always a fun time.
It makes it fun. Man, that's great stuff. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
And it's time for you to start greeting some people here at the Smith & Wesson booth. So there's another one in the can. Stay tuned for more from SHOT Show 2017.